on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a stab for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied, and the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Christmas in July here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you as we get you set for a big one tonight. Arguably a must-win for the Salem Sox in order to salvage and win this seven-game series with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Carolina Mudcats are the team atop the Carolina League North. The Red Sox and the Hillcats, each 3.5 games back, they are tied for second place in the CL North. Tyler, last night, not Salem's night. Plain and simple, an 8-3 loss, outplayed from the get-go by the Hillcats, trailed the entire way, and just had to play catch-up and couldn't quite catch-up enough.
Yeah, couldn't play catch-up. But a great performance coming back within two runs of Lynchburg, especially with that two-run moonshot to dead center field by Justinson Garcia to bring it within 5-3. Then, of course, Lynchburg was able to push the envelope later in the eighth inning to add some insurance and keep the Red Sox at bay. Just seems like the bats have been quieted by a Lynchburg pitching staff that has not been known to have the greatest season so far.
Last night, it was Yordani Monegro who got the nod on the hill for the Sox, really looked at as the ace for Salem, and just safe to say that he did not have his best stuff. Went four innings, gave up five hits, five runs, they were all earned, four walks, three strikeouts, and a 2.38 ERA, and it was just so unlike him. It was the least amount of strikeouts we had seen him have all year. Before that, the lowest number was five, and it only happened once. Higher than that, you had multiple seven-strikeout games and 11-strikeout games, so three was an oddity. And he also walked more batters than he ever had. He gave up four walks. His highest up to that point was three walks in a ball game, and again, gave up more hits and more runs than he ever had. The most before that was in one game. He gave up one run here playing for the Salem Red Sox last night. He gave up five.
Yeah, and like you said, there was just something off about last night. The lineup was a little bit different. We saw players in their non-traditional positions. Monegro didn't seem like himself with the walks, the hit-by-pitches, the runs allowed, but Lynchburg's bats have really woken up this series, and you have to give them a lot of credit. While their pitching staff hasn't been the strength of Lynchburg, it has been the bats, the pitching staff coming out as well, able to shut down Salem. Only four hits allowed last night, which has been something that Lynchburg hasn't seen too much, so if the pitching staff can continue on this pace, they're looking at a potential series win tonight with an additional win tomorrow if they can sweep the remainder of the series.
Red Sox look to bounce back tonight. We'll take a short break here on the Red Sox pregame show. When we come back, the injury report and starting lineups. Back in 60 seconds, almost time for Red Sox baseball in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Let's dive right in to our starting lineups. No true updates on the injury report, the same as it's been all week. Brooks Brannon still absent from the lineup for the Sox. But first, let's talk about the Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, Angel Zarate, the leadoff man. Juan Benjamin in the two-hole. Wilfredo Antunez in center field will bat third. The catcher, Robert Lopez, at cleanup. Jose Devers, who has been red hot and tremendous this series, he bats fifth. Prez Kavanaugh just put into the lineup literally 5 minutes ago. He's the DH. Wilmer Hernandez at first in the seven hole. Jordan Brown batting eighth in left field. And at the bottom of the order, it's Jose Pastrano at second. The pitcher on the hill, Adam Tulloch for the Hillcats. For the Salem Red Sox, at the top of the order, it's Cutter Coffey at second. John Stinson Garcia in center field. Alexis Hernandez in right batting third. Luis Ravello bats, and he is at shortstop. Leodell James at third. The designated hitter, Ender Solita, followed by Albert Feliz in the seventh spot, the left fielder. John Frank Salazar plays first tonight. He is in the eight hole. And at the bottom of the air, at the bottom of the order for the Red Sox, it's the catcher, Juan Montero. On the hill, it's a Jedickson Paez night tonight here in Salem. Pretty cool to see John Stinson Garcia absolutely lighting it up in the stat category inside that right-handed batter's box all series long. We'll see if he can continue it tonight. Jose Devers has been unreal for the Hillcats. Those two really battling, really explosive. We step aside for the national anthem, and then first pitch coming up next in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
And the green.
Number two of Christmas in July here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, high above Carilion Clinic Field. The Red Sox are on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you all season long.
It's the Lynchburg Hillcats in town to take on the Salem Red Sox. Tyler, you could call it a must-win for the Red Sox tonight in order to salvage and have an opportunity to win this seven-game series. You'd have to win tonight and tie it and then win again tomorrow. So an absolutely massive game tonight for the Salem Red Sox, who are very much in contention for the top of the Carolina League North, tied with the Hillcats, 3.5 games back of Carolina. The Mudcats are running away with things at the top, and Salem trying to put a halt on that here tonight. The pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, it's Jedickson Paez, and after a slow start to the season, Jedickson Paez has been lights out for the Red Sox. The right-handed pitcher out of Tinakio, Venezuela, a 2-4 record with a 4.13 ERA. He has pitched 52 and a third innings this season, 45 strikeouts to 8 walks, an absolutely jaw-dropping strikeout-to-walk ratio for Jedickson Paez, the 20-year-old right-hander. In his last ball game on the road against Down East, he ended up going 5 complete innings. Gave up just 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. How about this, TK? 7 strikeouts. Jedickson Paez really getting into a groove.
Yeah, Paez has been looking really good, and you mentioned that strikeout-to-walk ratio of 45-8. I mean, those are some ridiculous numbers. He doesn't let the ball get away from him too much. The one downfall for Paez has been he does allow the long ball. Had one game against the Shorebirds where he allowed 3 home runs in a single outing. But other than that, he's been looking really good and has a chance to shut down Lynchburg like he did in his last outing against the Hillcats.
First batter of the night for the Lynchburg Hillcats, it brings up Angel Zarate, the right fielder. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, a UNC Chapel Hill product. Just about 3.5 hours away. Tyler, we've made that drive many a times. We've done basketball game there together. We've done a football game there together. So good memories on the drive, and Zarate finds himself a little bit closer to UNC Chapel Hill on the ride from Lynchburg to Salem. Zarate, a 3.15 batter, 2 homers, 37 RBIs, and he digs in the left-handed batter's box. Ready on lefty, the first pitch. Fastball misses outside, 90 on the gun, and the count 1-0. The first pitch comes just about 3 minutes late, 6:08 p.m. here in Salem. 1-0 on the way. Just upstairs, missing on a fastball once again is Paez, and the count is 2 balls, no strikes for Angel Zarate. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive. This is deep left field. Going back, Albert Feliz, and he makes the catch on the run. Not his natural position out in the outfield, and Feliz made it look absolutely routine. One gone here in the top of the first.
Yeah, Feliz looked a little uncomfortable over in right field yesterday, back in his natural habitat out in left field, and just able to track it down. Nice route running there from Feliz.
This brings up Juan Benjamin, another lefty. First pitch, swing and a chopper. This stays fair, but I think they might say that this deflected off of his shin.
No, they called it a fair ball.
Yeah. All right. Well, Benjamin thought he had fouled it off his own leg, tried to sell it that way, but instead it results in the second out. Let's take a look at this replay if you're watching on MILB TV. I mean, yeah, he kind of hobbles and tries to sell it as if it hit him. It's scooped up by the second baseman and tossed over to first. And
that is a
second out.
That's an interesting play. That's a 3-4 ground out. It was picked up by Salazar, and he flipped it onto Coffey.
Yeah, you're right. So it was picked up by the first baseman. This will bring up Wilfredo Antunez, another lefty. First pitch on the way. Fastball misses just outside, and the count now 1-0 for Antunez. Ejected 2 nights ago from the ball game after debating a called strike, the 1-0. He looks at a called strike on the outer half, 91 on a fastball, evens up the count at 1-1. Antunez batting 257, 2 homers, 22 runs batted in, 1-1 on the way. Fouled back to the netting, and the count 1-2. Wilfredo Antunez. Nobody on, 2 gone here in the top of the first. A scoreless ball game early. Jedickson Paez with quick work here in the early goings. Righty kicks, steals. 1-2. Pitch misses low and in as Antunez moves his left leg out of the way to even up the count at 2-2. Breaking ball, just low and inside. Antunez batting in the three hole for the second night in a row. He had a hit in the seventh last night. 2-2. Misses inside to fill up the count on a fastball. 3-2. Also had a hit in the third. He would end up scoring 2-for-5 on the outing. Just one strikeout. Solid performance for Antunez as he steps out and takes his time. Kind of limping here. And now Gimpley steps in the left-handed batter's box. And home plate umpire Corey Gerber calls time. And back to baseball we go as we get a reset of the pitch clock. And Gerber has to signal because the pitch clock never got reset. Continued counting down below 5 seconds. Antunez takes time, and finally he awaits a full count pitch with two gone, nobody on. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a chopper down the right field line. A tough grab by Salazar. He underhands to a covering Paez for out number 3. That is not an easy play by John Frank Salazar. He got it right in his gut, able to tuck it in from the belly and underhand to Paez, who was covering with speed. Scoreless after a half inning of play. We go to the home half of the first after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a muggy, cloudy night for baseball in Southwest Virginia. We have a radar that shows possible thunderstorms, a severe thunderstorm warning in the area, but for now, cloudless skies in left and dark skies in right, slight winds out to left field, and we're playing baseball certainly for as long as we can. Bottom of the first, scoreless ball game. Erickson Paez was able to sit him down 1-2-3 in the first inning. Cutter Coffee, California man, ready to lead us off here for the Red Sox. Stixon Garcia has been red hot. He is on deck. And Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder, will bat third. Adam Tolick, the tall left-hander out of Arizona State, delivers. First pitch swinging right back up the middle. A soft grounder underhanded by Tucker, and he throws to first in time to sit down Coffee.
Pastrano, the new second baseman. We had a last-minute lineup change.
Yes.
My apologies. Minutes before the game started, so no fault to you. Just a very odd circumstance.
My apologies. I had corrected it in my lineup, but not in the field. So my apologies on that. Here's John Stinson Garcia, the first pitch. He looks at a ball to the inside, 90 on a fastball, and the count 1-0. Garcia, despite just being above the Mendoza line at 207, has been on an absolute tear. The 1-0 waves and misses on a fastball, evens up the count at 1-1. Garcia was a triple shy of the cycle a pair of nights ago, and last night hit a huge homer, 1-1. Here's a swing and a drive. Out into the gap, deep left center field. It is off the very top of the wall. Garcia standing up on second. A one-out double for Justinson Garcia, and he continues to be on an absolute tear here for the Red Sox.
I think he thought he had the home run. If we can see a replay coming up here, he was in a bit of a home run trot rounding first base, and then had to hustle over to second when he heard it clank off the wall.
Unbelievable for Justinson Garcia. Last night hit a 420-foot bomb, 106 off the bat. The night before, a 409-foot homer, a part of being just a triple shy of the cycle. Here's Alexis Hernandez with a runner on second. First pitch. Waves and misses on a fastball low and away, nothing and one. Alexis Hernandez batting 260, three homers himself, 14 ribbies. Looking for number 15 with a runner in scoring position. Leading run on second for the Sox. 0-1. Swing and a drive. This is high out at a right field. It's going to be held in the park. Zarate camps out, makes the catch. Garcia tagging up from second. The throw to third is cut off by Devers, the shortstop. And Justinson Garcia is 90 feet away for the Sox.
Good tag up there. Great arm by Zarate. A little unfortunate for him, not able to get it in time, but really showing off a cannon that should he make it up to the major leagues in Cleveland, that's a dangerous cannon of an arm out in right field.
This brings up Luis Ravello, the shortstop. Batting 222, three homers for him, 36 batted in. Two gone, runner on third for the Sox. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. Lefty on righty the pitch. Misses way inside as he spins away from a fastball at 92. Boy, that almost clipped him right on the hip. Ravello avoids it, and it's 1-0. Scary take there, the 1-0. This might have hit him. No, it skips away to the backstop, and Garcia scores. 1-0 Red Sox lead on a wild pitch.
Great base running there by Garcia. Able to get the double off the top of the wall. Tags up on the deep flyout, then immediately knows to take off on the pass ball, creating his own run from opportunities that his teammates give him.
Well, the bases are clear. Two gone. 1-0 lead for the Sox. 2-0 to Ravello. Swing at a chopper. This trickles foul down the left field line. And it's two balls and a strike for Luis Ravello. Playing over at short tonight for the Red Sox. Last night, had a single in the fourth. Ended up scoring. He went 1-for-4 altogether. Calling time is home plate umpire Corey Gerber. Now back to baseball we go. Tulloch kicks and deals 2-1. Swing at a chopper. This stays fair down the left field line. Gloved by Ben Hameen, chucked across the diamond in time to sit down Ravello. The Red Sox get one. They do it on a wild pitch after Justinson Garcia smashes a double off the wall in left center field. 1-0 Red Sox, top of the second after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Road half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. A 1-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's Robert Lopez, the cleanup hitter, the catcher, ready to lead us off here in the top of two. The lefty steps in the left-handed batter's box, ready to face Jedickson Paez. Out for his second inning of work, he deals the first pitch. Breaking ball misses outside at 76, and the count now 1-0. Lopez hitting 241 on the year, three homers, 24 runs batted in. Ready deals. 1-0. Swing and a line drive up the middle. A one-hopper gloved by Ravello. Tossed to first, and they got him. A really sharp play by the shortstop in Luis Ravello just on top of the second base bag. I mean, it skipped in the dirt about a half a foot in front of his glove. He picked it off the ground and got it to Salazar at first for the out.
You know, it's very odd when you have three groundouts in a game and only one of them does the first baseman record the putout. Last inning, Salazar getting the assist on a pair of groundouts.
Here's Jose Devers, the first pitch. He takes a pitch inside at an 83-mile-an-hour changeup in the count 1-0. Tyler, a little bit of a lightning show out in deep right field past the mountains. We will keep taps on that. 1-0 to Devers. Fouled away into the seats down the right field line, a souvenir, and it deflects off one fan's hand, trickles off the other, and falls to the concrete. 1-1 for Jose Devers, the 244 hitter. 5 home runs for the Hillcats. 1-1. Swings and chops one to short. Ravello waits, fires to first, and he got it to a leaning Salazar. It was thrown to the far side of Salazar. He had to reach his left hand across his body to make the play, and he keeps his foot on first for the second out.
Gio, I'm looking at our radar right now, and it is quite something. Salem has been riding the line of a very, very large cell of a thunderstorm just to the west of a, or to the east, I should say, of a very large cell.
Another lightning flash out and run. Here's Prez Kavanaugh, first pitch. He takes a pitch low and in. Breaking ball at 80 on the gun. It's 1-0 for the 245 hitter in Prez Kavanaugh. Put into the lineup just about literally 5 minutes before first pitch. 1-0. And this hit him. Hit right off his left kneecap. Kavanaugh limps and circles as he's going to toss his bat and helmet into the dugout before hitting first base.
He was hit last night by Monegro in the third inning, so second consecutive game in which Kavanaugh has been plunked.
Yeah, he kind of says, what gives here? The designated hitter will have first with two gone. First base runner for the Hillcats. Paez was lights out in the first. He sat him down 1-2-3 and had an opportunity to do that here. Instead, gives up the first base runner of the night. Here's Wilmer Hernandez, the first baseman. One of the only righties in the lineup. Elevated just a couple of days ago. First pitch to Hernandez. And he takes a strike on the inner half. 78 on a slider in the count, nothing and one. Hernandez playing over at first tonight. Was absent from the lineup a night ago in the 8-3 win for the Hillcats. Back in there this evening. 0-1. Swing and a roper. This is foul, but this was blasted. I mean, home run distance completely yanked by the right-handed hitter, nothing and two. Just way early on that breaking ball, TK.
And just a touch, a bit too far, but has a chance to rebound.
0-2. Wave and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball downstairs. That ends the inning. It's the first strikeout of the night for Jedickson Paez, coming off of back-to-back 7 strikeout games. And the Red Sox hold on to their 1-0 lead. Home half of the second after this in Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Fantastic night for baseball despite the weather here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Gray skies and we're still playing ball. Lightning flashes way back behind the mountains in deep right and center field. Nevertheless, we continue to play ball as we always do. These lightning flashes are coming about 25 miles away, and Lionel James will lead us off in the home half of the second. The Red Sox lead it 1-0. They out-hit the Hillcats 1-0 as well. Adam Tulloch, the lefty, the first pitch. Check swing on a pitch called strike one. Finds the inner half on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 for James. Tulloch out of Arizona State, kicks and deals 0-1. Wave and a miss on a changeup, just low and away, nothing and two. Really sharp pitch there by Tulloch to take a little bit off the fastball. James was early, down 0-2 the pitch. Skips up in the dirt off the glove of Lopez, ball one in the dirt, and it's 1-2. More lightning out to deep center field over the mountains. It really is a little bit of a light show, Tyler.
Yeah, it's, I mean, even though it's dangerous, it's beautiful.
1-2, foul back into the seats. And alive at 1-2 is Lionel James. Second night of Christmas in July here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A really good crowd on hand despite the possible weather coming our way. 1-0, Sox lead it, 1-2. Swing and a chopper down the left field line, charging ahead, Benjamin. He scoops, and he doesn't have a play. He bobbled it with his right hand, and he couldn't quite get it out in time to throw to first. An infield single for Lionel James on a soft chopper that just kept going down the left field line, and Benjamin didn't have time.
Gio, this is very interesting that Salem already has two hits, statistically the worst team in the Carolina League against left-handed pitchers, with a batting average of 189 as a team against lefties.
Well, not tonight. Adam Tulloch, the tall lefty, 6'2". Here's the first pitch, and it is a called strike on the inside corner for Ender Solita, up for the first time tonight. 246 hitter with a homer, 21 RBIs. He is the DH this evening for the Red Sox. Runner on first, nobody out. 0-1 to Lira. Misses way inside. It's off the glove of Lopez. And Lionel James is at second. He's halfway down the base pad between second and third, and he retreats back to the second base pad. Smart play by James to not get too greedy, but he does take second on a wild pitch, and the Sox have another runner in scoring position. Remember, they scored their first run of this game. Stinson Garcia, after smashing a double off the center field wall, had third. He scored via the wild pitch. Lefty on righty, runner on second for Lira. The 0-1 chopped right into his own leg. Excuse me, that was the 1-1, and it makes it 1-2.
Taking a look at the radar, it's quite amazing. There is a storm that stretches all the way from Nashville, Tennessee to Richmond.
Wow.
And this is a break in the storm, and it might miss Salem completely.
Wow. We'd be lucky if it does. 1-2. Swing and a roper up over the jumping hand of Pastrano at second. Lionel James pulls in at third. Runners on the corners for the Sox. A base hit for Ender Solira. Still nobody out. A 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. Pastrano had a chance. He jumped sky high into the air. Couldn't make the play. And this brings up the big-barreled Albert Feliz, the left fielder. Playing an unnatural position for him in the outfield the last couple of nights. Played in right the other night. He had left field in the doubleheader. Now back in left tonight. Typically when we see him, he's a DH or a first baseman. He's been needed as a utility guy in the outfield. First and third occupied for the Sox. They lead it 1-0. Three hits on the night for Salem to Lynchburg, 0. First pitch to Feliz. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. A really nice changeup. Nothing and one. Big Al has been boosting the batting average lately. 228 hitter with two homers, 23 RBIs. Has had a solid series. Had a big hit last night, was stranded at third, though. Went 1-for-4. 0-1. Swing and a sky-high drive out to right. This has a chance. It is a one-hopper to the wall. Lionel James scores. And Ursulita rounds third. The throw home is not in time. Albert Felice, a 2-RBI double to put Salem up 3-0.
And what do we always talk about? That bat speed, punishing pitchers. Big Al, one of the best on the team in bat speed, 101 off the bat, and just able to get it over the head of Zarate. Great base running as well by Lira to wait to see if Zarate could make a play before taking off and going all the way from first to home.
Yeah, Lira scores from first base. Here's John Frank Salazar, the 125 hitter. The first pitch. He pulls away a bunt formation, but they say that his bat stayed around in the count now, nothing and one. A breaking ball there got Salazar. Huge spot here still. Nobody out with a runner on second for the Sox. They lead it 3-0. A beautiful start. They've scored. Here's the 0-1. This is down and away on a breaking ball, 1-1. They've scored one in the first, now two here in the second. They've scored in every inning so far tonight, and just feels like they're not done with nobody out. Lefty on righty here. 1-1 to John Frank. He looks at a fastball high and in as he leans away from it towards his chin. 2-1. Despite batting 125, he's only been here for about a week and a half now. 2-1. This is way inside on a fastball. Count now 3-1. Salazar raises his hands and sees the pitch go underneath him. Felice not the speediest guy on the base paths, but you got to think anything into the outfield that gets down for a hit has a chance to score him. And a pitch clock violation. This goes against the pitcher in Adam Tulloch, his first of the night. And the count now full at 3-2. What a massive pitch clock violation there. Lefty on righty, a glance over to second. The lefty kicks, deals, 3-2. Swing and a foul tip. And, oh, this hit off of Lopez. And he is down. Now he's back up and just kind of limping here. The ball hit off of Salazar's bat into Lopez's leg on an unguarded area on that inner thigh. You know, I've always wondered, why don't they wear thigh pads?
You know, might be just a little too much to run with if there's a drive.
That was brought up the other night on the Boston Red Sox broadcast. Now it's getting to the point you see a lot of catchers kind of doing the one leg approach instead of the two. The less of a squat, more of a one leg, and with a knee down. And with that development, you'd think maybe a different set of protection is necessary due to the part of the leg being exposed.
Yeah, I mean, I think you talk about a mobility when you have a pop-up behind home plate, or if there's a dribbler up the middle, catchers still need to have mobility despite being in the same spot at one time. So it'd be a lot of equipment, and you know, you do care about the protection of players, but there's only so much you can do.
Right. Runner on second is Albert Felice. A full count for John Frank Salazar. In a huge spot here, nobody out. 3-0 lead for the Red Sox. Pickoff over to second, and Felice is in there safely despite a scare. Pastrano came sprinting in, the second baseman. I would not say that he was holding Felice on by any means. Really had to charge ahead to have an attempt at that play, and it was too close for comfort, but the Red Sox keep a runner in scoring position. 3-2. Swing and a ripper. This is gloved by Ben Hameen. He fires to first. They do get Salazar, but Felice makes it to third untouched. So, I mean, really, that's a really good spot because it ends up advancing the runner just 90 feet away, and with nobody out, now just one out, you'll take that all day long. But, boy, that had a chance to get through and go all the way to the corner. Absolutely ripped off the bat of Salazar. You can't go back to the dugout disappointed after that. Juan Benjamin might be one of the best infield defenders at third in the league. First pitch to Juan Montero. This is way low and in on a fastball at his ankles, 1-0. And the infield playing completely in now for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-0. Low and in once again on a fastball. Same pitch, same spot, and the same result. It's 2-0 for Juan Montero catching tonight. Again, with Brooks Brannon just being put on the 7-day IL, Montero gets huge opportunity this week to play a lot more. The 226 hitter with four RBIs looking for number five. 2-0. Swing and a line drive up over the head of the shortstop, Devers. There it is. Albert Feliz scores an RBI single for Juan Montero, who continues to impress with this huge opportunity that he's had to play a lot of ball this week.
Well, he's got to play a lot of ball, and he's been on a sneaky run. We haven't really seen it too much since he doesn't play night in and night out. That is now a six-game hitting streak for Juan Montero.
And like you said, it really creeps up on you because you don't see it night after night. And now we have a visit on the mound. This is not a call to the bullpen, just a conversation here. Tony Arnold, the pitching coach for the Hillcats, coming to chat with Adam Tulloch. And, you know, Tulloch giving up now five hits, four runs, clearly not having his best outing. Tony Arnold spent last season alongside Jordan Smith as the pitching coach in the Arizona Complex League. So both of them new to the Lynchburg Hillcats here. Arnold himself graduated from the University of Texas at Austin with a degree in physical education back in 1981. Drafted by the Baltimore Orioles in the 10th round of the 1981 draft before spending several seasons in the minor leagues with both the Orioles and the Dodgers. A little bit of background info for you on the pitching coach, Tony Arnold. Back to baseball we go. Here's Cutter Coffey, top of the order for the Sox. One gone, runner on first, the pitch. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out to right field. It'll stay in the park. Zarate camps out all night long to make the pinch. Boy, he had time to start a fire as it's hit right to the defender in right field for out number two. Second time tonight that Cutter Coffey, you know, gets a hold of a baseball but doesn't quite get enough on it. He grounded out on a sharp grounder to second his first time around, now flies out to right. Here's Dunstinson Garcia, who is on an absolutely red-hot tear for the Red Sox. Runner on first, two gone. The first pitch. Breaking ball misses way inside. Garcia lays away from it. It's 1-0. A double already tonight for Garcia in his first at-bat. He scored the 1-0. Swing and a ripper down the left field line. It's a glove by Ben Hameen. He chucks it to first, and picking it off the dirt is Hernandez to get the out. Red Sox grab three here in the bottom of the second. They lead it 4-0. It is all Red Sox here in Salem. Top of the third coming up next. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Top of the third, Jedickson Paez on the hill for the Red Sox. 4-0 your score. Salem leads it, and it has been all Red Sox offensively so far tonight. A run in the bottom of the first, the three spot in the bottom of the second, five hits. Tyler, where has this come from? Maybe it's because we started on time, because we did not see it last night. We did not see it in the doubleheader. And yet here it is, the best offensive outpouring that we have seen all week long early on.
Yeah, this has looked really good for Salem so far. I'm not sure what it is. I was mentioning how they're the worst team in the league at hitting against left-handed pitchers such as Adam Tulloch, but just turning it on today, maybe a bit of fire lit knowing that they need to win this game in order to have a chance at winning the series tomorrow.
Here's the right-handed hitter, Jordan Brown. Righty on righty, the first pitch. And he looks at a called strike right over the heart of the plate, a sweeping slider. Jolts into the zone, and it's nothing and one for Jordan Brown, the left fielder batting in the eight hole. 0-1 on the way. He checks and pulls back. First an appeal down the first baseline, and yeah, I didn't think so. Field umpire Brandon Schmidt says he did not go around. It looked like he pulled back in plenty of time on a breaking ball low and away, and it's 1-1. Jenickson Paez kicks. He deals. 1-1. Pitch misses low and inside on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike for the 181 hitter, Jordan Brown. Just a couple of ticks shy of the Mendoza line is Brown. Four homers, 12 RBIs, the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Oh, no, Juan Montero did drop it. It trickles in front of him. He runs out of the circle that covers home plate and taking his time here. He also flipped off his mask. Something hit him right on the forearm, it looks like, as he just kind of waves his hand to shake off the pain. And Montero now having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Corey Gerber. I think Gerber's saying, hey, everything okay, and Montero continues to shake his left arm. He puts the mask back on, and it looks like we go back to baseball. A little bit of a stinger for Juan Montero. Two balls and two strikes to Jordan Brown, the pitch. Misses low and in. Breaking ball at 77 on the gun. And the count works full by the leadoff man here in the third, Jordan Brown. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. Jenickson Paez deals another strikeout, and there's one gone here in the top of the third.
Second strikeout in a row dating back to the last inning, and his second strikeout of the night. Paez has looked really good so far, has only allowed a single base runner on a hit-by-pitch to Perez Cavanaugh.
Here's the nine-hole hitter, the second baseman, Jose Pastrano. First pitch, swing, and oh, he flung his bat all the way to the backstop. It's humid and sticky out there tonight. He's going to need a little bit more pine tar, as that's what he's calling for out of the dugout, it looks like. And he's just kind of brushing his hands off here. Took a big cut at a fastball, and he chucked his bat. And yeah, he will reapply to that chunk of wood. Nothing and one for Jose Pastrano. Guess that's the effect that Jenickson Paez has on batters lately. After a slow start to the year, he has been red hot for the Red Sox on the mound. We said Yordani Monegro was the ace. Well, Paez is probably second in contention for that argument. You feel confident with a guy like this on the bump. He deals. Nothing in one. Swing and a chopper foul. Quickly down 0-2 is Jose Pastrano. He's also below the Mendoza line. And this bottom of the order for the Hillcats really struggles. Jordan Brown below 200, Jose Pastrano below 200, Wilmer Hernandez at 200 just about. The 0-2. Pitch misses low and in. An awkward off-balance take by Jose Pastrano, but it's 1-2. 172 the BA for Pastrano. Eight ribbies, one home run. An increased role, though, as of late for the Hillcats. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him with the breaking ball again. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jenickson Paez. And that is now three in a row, dating back to the second inning, his third of the night.
Again, Paez looking really good and able to use that breaking ball more so to get batters swinging over the top of it.
Season high. Here's the first pitch to Angel Zarate. Called strike on the outer half. That breaking ball again, nothing in one. Season high on strikeouts is 7. He has done it consecutively in his last two games. On the 15th and the 22nd, the 0-1. Swing and a chopper foul right back into the Hillcats dugout, nothing and two. 7 Ks at home against Delmarva. 7 Ks on the road against Down East. Gave up just one run in each of those games. And 3 hits in each of those games. The 0-2. Slow and away on a breaking ball makes it 1-2. A really sharp take by Angel Zarate, the former North Carolina Tar Heel. And you just see how much of a groove he had gotten in. I mean, the strikeouts elevated, the 1-2. Swing and a hard hit ground ball to Cutter Coffee at second. He scoops, chucks to first in time for out number three. Another zero on the scoreboard for the Hillcats. We go to the bottom of the third, 4-0 the lead. Red Sox on top here in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, we continue to evade thunderstorms here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the thunder has been off the bats of the Red Sox. They lead it 4-0, out-hitting the Lynchburg Hillcats 5-0. Neither team with an error, an incredible start for the Red Sox, and you couldn't have written it up any better. Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder, ready to lead us off here in the bottom of the third. 4-0 Sox on top. Boy, that's got a ring to it. Dirty water on the horizon, maybe, TK? Adam Tulloch, the lefty, deals. And it's a called strike. A beautiful-looking breaking ball falls into the zone. 0-1.
Salem's been looking really good, but they need to keep up that momentum. You know, no foot off the gas pedal.
0-1. Breaking ball misses high. 1-1 for Alexis Hernandez. He's a guy that had a red-hot start. His first couple of weeks here in Salem was batting .500 at one point. Now down to .258. Here's the 1-1. Misses way inside. This actually went behind Hernandez, and he was able to evade being hit by that pitch. Lopez was able to make the stop, and it did not roll to the backstop, but allowed 2-1 here as Hernandez steps back into the right-handed batter's box to face the lefty. Out of Arizona State, Tulloch, the 2-1. Swing and a ripper down the left field line. Ben Hameen, he's been busy. He gloves, fires to first, and they got one. Boy, I mean, Juan Ben Hameen, it just seems like he's involved in every single play over at third base. A yanker down the left field line, and Ben Hameen has been nothing short of outstanding there tonight.
Already 3 assists for the third baseman in Ben Hameen.
This brings up Luis Ravello, the shortstop, 0-1 tonight. Lefty on righty again, the pitch. This is inside on a fastball. 1-0 to the 221 hitting Ravello. 3 homers, 36 ribbies. Ravello had a hit last night. He ended up scoring. 1-0. This hit him. Plunks right off of his leg. Boy, what is it about this series? We are seeing more hit batsmen than we have seen all season long here in Salem. In particular, it's really the Hillcats getting hit more than the Red Sox, but there is one there for Salem. And the Sox have a runner on first with one gone.
Well, it was Monegro who hit the two batters yesterday. But yeah, already a hit batter for both sides today. Both starting pitchers have plunked one, so just a bit of an oddity.
Lionel James 1-for-1 tonight with a single. He ended up scoring in the second. Part of a 3-run inning for the Sox. The first pitch misses way inside. Another pitch missing inside, and it's 1-0. Had him with a changeup there.
James with 38 RBIs. He has a runner on first with one gone, a 4-0 lead. 1-0 to James. Swing and a chopper right to Devers at short. Toss to second there. Fire to first in time, and they got him with an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, the Hillcats execute. We go to the top of the fourth. 4-0 lead, Salem on top. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We continue to evade thunderstorms and play ball. And the Red Sox have been red hot. Five hits, a 4-0 lead. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Here's Mr. Tyler Katz. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it, Gio. Lynchburg coming off the first zero that they posted in the scoreboard against the Red Sox, now trying to use some of that momentum into the offensive half of the inning, but Jedickson Pais has looked nearly untouchable. It's the heart of the batting order, however. The 2-3-4, Juan Benjamin, Wilfredo Antunez, and Robert Lopez do up this inning for the Hillcats. Paez sets, fires the first pitch to Benjamin outside for ball one, 90 mile per hour fastball. Both these teams come into this game tied in the standings. The 1-0 is a ball that will miss downstairs, two balls and no strikes. Both teams are 14-14, tied for second in the Carolina League North behind the Carolina Mudcats at 17-10. 2-0 to Benjamin is chopped foul into the Lynchburg dugout on the first base side. Speaking of those Mudcats, top of the fourth inning in Columbia, the Columbia Fireflies hold a 2-0 lead early over the Mudcats. 2-1 to Benjamin, a bit too far outside. 3-1 count. So far, Paez has only allowed one batter to reach. It was Prez Kavanaugh on a hit by pitch in the second. 3-1 to Benjamin is a called strike as Benjamin was starting to walk towards first base. It was a strike at the bottom of the zone, breaking ball at 79.
Nice pitch. Jedickson Pais. And he continues to have good stuff in this ballgame, TK.
We'll see what he can do here with the payoff pitch. Paez sets, kicks the leg, fires the payoff. Called strike three, downstairs and inside. Strikeout number four, and Paez has struck out four of the last five batters he's faced.
Beautiful pitch. Great frame job as well by Juan Montero. Again, he continues to impress. This is a very strong battery right now for the Red Sox.
It brings up Wilfredo Antunez. First pitch is hammered towards right field and deep. Hernandez looks up at the warning track. It is off the wall and into second. Pulls Wilfredo Antunez for the first base hit of the night for Lynchburg.
Hernandez missed that by about, I kid you not, a couple of inches, maybe about a half a foot. He almost had that on a really high, I mean, the vertical leap at the wall. He got up there as well. Maybe he should have played basketball. Almost had it. Almost had an opportunity to help out his pitcher, but instead Antunez with a really nice double to the wall and right.
Robert Lopez will have the task of trying to bring him home, runner in scoring position. That was a 373-foot double off the right field wall. My apologies, it was a little difficult to see if Hernandez had actually hauled that in as the first pitch to Lopez as a called strike low in the zone.
You know, Tyler, I don't know if this is a coincidence or the more likeliness of it. Adam Tulloch's parents might be in attendance because we got a dad down there wearing an Arizona State shirt.
The 0-1 delivery. There's a chopper back to Paez. He gloves it. The throw into first is in time. A 1-3 ground out advances Antunez over to third base. But yeah, you're exactly right, Gio. Adam Tulloch's family could very possibly be in attendance. And, well, putting it lightly, it's not the best game to watch.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Sun's struggling a little bit. By the way, the starting pitcher for the Hillcats, if you're just joining us. How about this? Native of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, played college ball all the way across not only Canada and the United States in the southwest at Arizona State. Now back on the East Coast in the southeast playing pro ball with the Lynchburg Hillcats. I mean, he's been everywhere, pretty much North America.
Jose Devers takes the at-bat. He takes the first pitch low, 4-1. But makes sense to join in for the weekend series, and Lynchburg not too far from here, about a 40-minute to one-hour drive in the same market, if you will. The 1-0 chopped foul. It's a 1-1 count to Jose Devers. There is a runner at third base in Wilfredo Antunez.
We could totally be making this scenario up in our heads. It could totally just be a local that happens to have an Arizona State t-shirt.
That too. Well, the Hillcats don't return home. Instead, they continue their road trip to Delmarva next week. 1-1 to Devers. Chopper heading over to short, picked up by Ravello. The throw on to first, and it's a run-saving play as Antunez was coming in. First base hit for the Hillcats, but stranding a runner at third base. Middle of the fourth inning, it's 4-0. Red Sox over the Hillcats on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here on Christmas in July night from the ballpark. Well, on one of the very last days you could do this promotion to July 29th of a 31-day month, but the weather has been, I guess, cooperative for the theme. If you talk about it being July, the snow will melt and become rain, and it's been a rainy weekend here in Salem.
I like the analogy.
Trying to make it work. Anders Solira will lead things off. He swings and misses at a pitch inside for strike one. 1-for-1 today. He singled in the second inning, later coming around to score on the Albert Feliz RBI double. 0-1 delivery, too far inside, and Tulloch misses for ball one. 1-1, 1-strike, a 4-0 ball game, bottom four. The 1-1 cracked over towards short. Devers picks it up. The throw onto first base is in time on a bullet of a throw from Devers. 6-3 ground out will lead off the Red Sox fourth. Brings up Albert Feliz. He had the hard hit double that went to the right field wall. His last time up, added a couple RBIs to get the 25 on the season. First pitch to Feliz, swung on and missed for strike one. Breaking ball from Tulloch. Red Sox putting up a three spot in the second inning, one run in the first to bring them to their run total of four. Time is called. No pitch clock violation is called on Adam Tulloch instead. Counts now even at one ball and one strike. A lot of pitch clock violations called against the Hillcats in the past couple days. The 1-1 is swung on and missed on a pitch inside and low. So we take our whip around to the Carolina League scoreboard. A delay in Charleston, South Carolina between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs. 1-2, pitch clock is reset. Top of the first in Kannapolis between the Shorebirds and the Cannonballers, no score. 1-2, Feliz ducks out of the way of a pitch inside, 91 mile per hour fastball, two balls and two strikes. Was mentioning earlier, top of the fourth inning in Columbia. Fireflies lead the Mudcats 2-0 as Feliz will swing and miss at a pitch low in the zone, a bit too low to be considered in the strike zone, and Feliz will go down on strikes. The first strikeout for Adam Tulloch today. John Frank Salazar 0-for-1. He grounded out the third his last time up. First pitch to Salazar is in there for a called strike. Top of the eighth inning in a speedy game over in Fayetteville. The Wood Ducks and the Woodpeckers tied at 3. A 1 delivery too far downstairs. 1-1 And then finally, over in Fredericksburg, the next stop for the Salem Red Sox, the Frednats putting up a 5 spot in the current bottom of the third. It's 5-0. Frednats over the Pelicans, bottom three. 1-1, check swing, called strike. For strike number two, it's a 1-2 count to Salazar. And it's a good time, by the way, to mention that a special occasion, as for the first time, Gio and I will be hitting the road as Salazar swings and misses for strike three. Two punch outs in a row. More on that when we come back, but tune in next week as the Salem Red Sox travel to Fredericksburg to take on the Frednats. And 4-0 Red Sox. We head to inning 5 on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Fifth inning about to get underway. Jedickson Paez still out on the mound for Salem, and Gio, he has looked really, really solid so far today.
Yeah, he's been really sharp so far for the Red Sox. Just literally one mishap with that one double off the wall by Wilfredo Antunez, and you know, his right fielder in Hernandez was about a half a foot away from making a really good play and robbing that hit. So other than that, he's been strong. 4 strikeouts.
had some really good contact pitching as well. A lot of ground outs. Only two balls have gotten to the outfield, and one of them was a hit. So this is some of the best stuff we've seen out of Paez.
Four strikeouts through four innings. He'll take on Prez Kavanaugh. 0-for-0 today, was hit by a pitch his last time up. First pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, storm-like conditions without the storm here in Salem. 0-1 ball inside. No lightning in the area, but dark clouds, fast winds, and a haze over the mountains beyond the center field wall. Kavanaugh will swing and miss at a pitch too far outside and low. It's a 1-2 count.
TK, I just wanted to mention, Boston about to have first pitch here out in San Francisco. Huge game out in the bay.
1-2, ball outside, two balls and two strikes. Yeah, about 10 minutes away from first pitch over at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Boston has won five in a row, looking for six at the Bay Area.
Huge win last night.
2-2 delivery. Kavanaugh will watch one inside.
3-2 the final last night. Just a really good game. Unbelievable managing by Alex Cora, head man of the Boston Red Sox.
3-2 payoff pitch to Kavanaugh. He grounds it over to Coffey, the second baseman. He flips it to Salazar at first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. And real quick, when I get back to your point, but that's now eight ground outs.
Yeah.
In, what is that, 13 outs recorded? So eight of the 13 outs have been induced ground balls.
And four of them were strikeouts as well.
And four were strikeouts. Which leaves just one out to the outfield. There could be two, as it's a fly ball to center field from Wilmer Hernandez, and there is the second out to the outfield. Hernandez flies out to center. Justinson Garcia hauls it in. Two gone. It brings up Jordan Brown.
Alex Cora made a move last night, Tyler, where he, in the ninth inning, took out Jaron Duran, who is unbelievable. That's such a tough decision to make, take out a guy like Jaron Duran. Put in Rob Refsnyder because of his left-handed batting ability.
First pitch to Brown is chopped foul down the left side.
And Refsnyder, such a great utility guy, but they were facing a pitcher that is really strong against righties and absolutely horrible against lefties. And Refsnyder brought in what ended up being the winning run. 3-2 was the final. Ripped one down the left field line.
0-1 to Brown. It's a called strike on the outside and lower part of the plate. 4-0 our score here. Red Sox lead top five.
I mean, that's just gutsy managing, though, to take out a guy like Jaron Duran in the ninth inning. Put in Refsnyder, and it paid off.
The 0-2 to Brown, looking for strikeout number five. He gets it. The throwdown from Montero to Salazar for the third out of the inning. Strikeout number five for Jedickson Paez. He has just allowed a single base hit so far. Middle five, 4-0 Red Sox over the Hillcats. Red Sox look to add some more when we come back on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer blast out over the speakers at Salem Memorial Ballpark as we celebrate Christmas in July. Last night was Christmas Eve in July, and the Hillcats kind of spoiled the fun with an 8-3 win to take a 3-2 series lead in this 7-game series thanks to a doubleheader on Wednesday. Juan Montero leads things off. He's singled back in the second inning, 1-for-1 today. The first pitch from Pollock is fouled off for strike one. Red Sox wearing specialty jerseys, white pants, and then a ugly sweater jersey of sorts. Red on top and bottom with snowflakes. Montero pops one over towards left field. It's the shortstop Devers, but letting Brown, the left fielder, come over and receive it in fair territory. Montero flying up to left. One gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Cutter Coffey at the top of the order. He's 0-2. Round out Andrew Ryan. But snowflakes on the top and bottom in kind of that crochet cubic square pattern. It's hard to describe. But think of a pixelated snowflake, and that's what's on top of the jerseys. Pitch downstairs. And did that hit the umpire and Corey Gerber? Gerber looks a little shaken up. Looks to be okay. He's kind of smiling and talking with Cutter Coffey. See a replay here if you're watching on MILB TV. That hit him on the inside part of his left leg. Not a comfortable spot to be hit in for Corey Gerber. Seems to be okay. Didn't quite ride all the way up on the leg. 1-0, ball comes inside. Two balls and no strikes. So for the most part, Gerber okay. He's able to continue umpiring. But Christmas trees around the center of the jerseys with a forest green stripe. Ball 3 to Coffey goes downstairs. It's a 3-0 count. Expecting no swing here from Coffey. Red Sox is written in white across the chest. Rio delivery, called strike right down the middle at 89. Lynchburg going with gray pants, navy blue jerseys, a light teal sleeve with lime green numbers on the front and back. Hillcats written in lime as well. Downstairs and inside goes the fifth pitch of the Coffey at bat. He draws a walk, and the first walk surrendered by Tullock tonight. Brings up Josh Stinson Garcia. Candy cane numbers for Salem. Wearing the candy cane number 28 is Garcia. He's 1-for-2 today with a double and ground out to third. Has been red hot this series. First pitch to Garcia comes well inside for ball one. When you talk about Garcia this series, you talk about a pair of home runs, a double, five RBIs, batting 357 in this series coming into today's game. The 1-0 will miss low. With his hit in this game, he's 1-for-2. That makes him 6-for-16. On the series. That's a 375 average in this series alone for a batter who's batting 211 on the year. Garcia also came around to score back in the first inning, and he scored on a wild pitch during the Luis Ravello at bat. Tolik, the left-handed arm, will look into the right-handed hitting. Justinson Garcia, who waits, pitch clock finally back up and rolling. Look over towards first base, and a pickoff attempt back to first, but Coffey is back in safely and standing. First look over by Tullock, sets and fires ball outside for ball three, and Garcia now has worked himself into a advantageous count. It was a five-pitch walk to Cutter Coffey after working a 3-0 count. Now Garcia has a 3-0 of his own. The 3-0 delivery well inside, and that's a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks on 9 pitches. And have to wonder if we're going to see Tony Arnold. There is now movement between the Lynchburg dugout and bullpen. Tomas Reyes, who pitched a couple nights ago, sprints down from the dugout to the pen. Alexis Hernandez steps into the box. He bats with 2 on and 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th. First pitch is a called strike right down the heart of the plate. Only a second strike in 10 pitches for Tulloch. Look back towards second base. Tulloch now sets, fires, ground ball through the middle. That's a base hit for Hernandez. Rounding third and coming home is Coffee. The throw from the right fielder Zarate is cut off by the shortstop Devers. Garcia takes third and is an RBI single for Alexis Hernandez. 5-0 Red Sox here in the bottom of the 5th. Taking a look on MILB TV. Just a perfect single, gets past the shifted Pastrano, who was trying to hold Coffee on second base. Hernandez now stands at first, Garcia over at third. Coffee came in to score on the play, and it brings up Luis Ravello, the second baseman today. Make that the shortstop today. He hits it over towards the shortstop Endeavors, who throws onto second for one. The play's at first, and it's a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play that Ravello grounds into. Hernandez is out on the play as well. The damage is done as Hernandez hits an RBI single. One run will score on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base for Salem. 5-0, Salem Sox through 5. Sixth inning up next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Red Sox leading 5-0 as we head into the 6th inning. 9-1-2 portion of the batting order. Pastrano, Zarate, and Ben Hamim set to take on Gerickson Paez, who is back out for his 6th inning of work. As the heroes among us, promotion rings out here on Christmas in July. Always a great promotion honoring current and former members of the United States military. Jose Pastrano struck out to Gerickson Paez his last time up. Paez has not gone farther than 5 innings yet this season, so this is the furthest into a game that Paez has gone, and it makes sense. He's only allowed 1 hit so far. First pitch to Pastrano is a swing and a miss for strike one. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. A 1 delivery swung on and missed by Pastrano yet again. Here on Christmas in July, O2 will miss outside. Ball one, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Now, curious about what your perfect Christmas day has. has in store. You can tweet using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast as a one thing. This is Flow 2-2. And tell us about what your perfect Christmas day entails. For me, it's waking up and just being with family during the gift exchange and then having the big family dinner with the Christmas ham. Ball three will miss downstairs, and Pastrano has worked himself back into a count after falling behind 0-2. 3-2 payoff pitch, swing and a grounder over to first, picked up by Salazar. He steps on the first base bag for the first out of the inning. Three unassisted. Top of the order for Angel Zarate. I don't know about you at home, but my family almost treats Christmas as a second coming of Thanksgiving. A lot of the same foods that are served at Thanksgiving show up. A big bowl of mashed potatoes, some mac and cheese, green beans. Zarate fouls it off down the left field line. Hard hit foul ball. Waits on the delivery. He lines it over to first into the waiting glove of Gianfranco Salazar. A line out to first for Zarate, and there are two gone, bringing up the 0-for-2 hitting Juan Benjamin. He grounded out to first before striking out looking in his most recent at-bat. First pitch to Benjamin is outside for ball one. Few members of my family aren't the biggest fans of having a Christmas ham, so instead we return turkey to the table. Ground ball up the middle into the shortstop glove. Ravello throws on the first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Three outs in a row, a pair of ground outs, and a line out by Angel Zarate on a great glove by Gianfranco Salazar for the second out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and the Hillcats have been effectively shut down. Bottom six we go, coming up next on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. As the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom six, you know, James Ender Salira and Albert Feliz due up this inning. Each are 1-for-2 today for a combined 3-for-6 in today's game. Adam Tolick is back out for his sixth inning of work, despite allowing 5 runs so far, and James pops up the first pitch. Pastrano, the second baseman, will range towards center field. He was on a run, nearly missed it, and he gives a big smile back to the shortstop Devers as he was able to haul in the pop fly. That baseball getting all the way up to about 170 feet. That stories up went that top fly. Ball downstairs. It is a 1-0 count. Tulloch sets, fires. Fly ball hit over towards right field. Zarate is underneath it. Will reach up and make the catch. Two gone quickly here in the sixth. On just three pitches this inning, Tulloch has now dealt 70 pitches, so that pitch count has been kept relatively low for Adam Tulloch. He now takes on Albert Feliz, known to his teammates as El Diablo. One for two with a double and a strikeout. He sends a ride, center field and deep. It is out of here, off the top of the wall and gone. Big Al sends one 428 feet out of the ballpark.
Big Al says to Stinson Garcia, you hit one 420 yesterday. Let me do you one better. 428, what do you think about that?
Boom.
Now, if you're watching on MILB TV, this one literally hit off the top of the wall before bouncing off the Salem Memorial Ballpark sign and back onto the field. 106 miles per hour off the bat, and it's 6-0 Sox. Ball inside to the next batter, Gianfranco Salazar. Feliz has been El Diablo today to Adam Tulloch and the Hillcats. Feliz grounds it over to, Salazar grounds it over to third. The throw to first is in time for a 5-3 ground up, but Albert Feliz shows off the guns, hits his third home run of the season to dead center field through six innings. It's 6-0 Red Sox, seventh on tap on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Seventh inning, and Jedickson Hayes has turned himself in one heck of a performance. One hit through six innings, but to try to preserve the arm, Liam Carroll goes to the bullpen on rehab assignment from Double A Portland, taking in number six, Cody Scroggins, who has yet to allow a run himself through three appearances here in Salem. Played for Salem earlier this season. Earlier in his career. Got injured early in the season for Portland. Now is playing here in Salem on a quick rehab stint. He'll have to take on Wilfredo Antunez, who holds the only base hit so far today for Lynchburg. He leads the inning off. Scroggins, a quick look down, now sets and fires on a ball too far outside. And high. Last sitting saw Albert Feliz hit one 428 feet to dead center field. Only his second home run hit at this ballpark this season in a game. 1-0 to Antunez, too far downstairs, 2-0 count. When you take a look at the Cody Scroggins file, he's been able to just mash pitches. 2-0 was fouled off and into the seats. Scroggins in his last outing allowed a hit to the Hillcats. in two innings, allowed a run, but it was unearned, striking out one. The 2-1 lifted softly to center field. It will drop in front of Justinson Garcia. 2-for-3 now is Wilfredo Antunez. He has the only two hits of the night for Lynchburg. Brings up Robert Lopez. He's grounded out twice, once to the shortstop Ravello, the other time to the pitcher at the time, Jedickson Paez. First pitch, a called strike. Well, let's take you through the organizational scoreboard. Starting with the FCL Red Sox, who were suspended yesterday as the 0-1 fouled off for strike two. We'll just count down to Lopez. They had a suspended game yesterday with the FCL Twins. That game was resumed today. FCL Red Sox defeat the Twins 8-2. But High A Greenville, the 0-2 to Lopez. He swings and misses. Cody Scroggins has his first strikeout of the night. As Lopez goes down swinging, there's one away with one on for Jose Devers. Devers has been really good this series for the Hillcats, has struggled today, grounding out twice, both to the shortstop, Luis Ravello. Haye Greenville about to get started at Bowling Green, yet to get underway, however. Pickoff back to first, Antunez back in safely and standing. We move up the ladder to Double A, the Portland Sea Dogs. The first pitch to Devers is a check swing called strike. Sea Dogs lead the Richmond Flying Squirrels 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. They currently lead the Eastern League division. Comes the 0-1 Devers outside 1-1 count. Sea Dogs sitting at 16-9 first at the Eastern League Northeast Division, leading that by a couple of games over the Somerset Patriots. Triple A Worcester suspended in the bottom of the second due to poor weather conditions. Runner at first, here comes the 1-1 to Devers outside, 2-2. That game was suspended in the bottom of the second. Woo Sox had runners at first and second base with nobody out. Red Wings leading 1-0 when that game will be resumed tomorrow. Two-one delivery. Devers cracks one over towards left field. It's deep. Feliz goes back, but will look up and watch it sail out of the yard. Jose Devers hits his second home run of the series. 400 feet to left field, and the Hillcats have cut into the deficit. It's now 6-2. Big home run from Jose Devers. We talked about how he's been a Red Sox killer this week, and he continues to mash the baseball out of here for Cody Scroggins, his first runs allowed in this rehab assignment. Just a wall scraper towards the left field light tower that Justinson Garcia hit earlier this series as well. And it just seems like the ball has been flying out of the yard this series. First pitch to Prez Kavanaugh, taken outside for ball one. When you take a look at the home run numbers for Salem, they've hit now 6 home runs this series. I believe that is number 3 for Lynchburg. The 1-0 cracked over towards right field. It's dropping for a base hit. Kavanaugh has extra bases. He drops the helmet. The throw from Hernandez is in time but skips away. And safe is Kavanaugh at second base with a double. So only one out this inning, came off a strikeout to Robert Lopez. Now Kavanaugh takes second. So Jedickson Paez goes 6 innings, just allowing the 1 base hit. Cody Scroggins, in his 4th appearance of this relief or rehab assignment, I should say, has now allowed 3 hits and 2 runs. Wilmer Hernandez, high pop-up behind the plate. Montero is close to the S for Salem behind home plate, reaches up and makes the catch in foul territory. One out away from the seventh inning stretch, and it will bring up Jordan Brown. He's 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Today's game started at 6:08 p.m. It is now 7:35, so barely an hour and a half into today's game. First pitch to Brown inside for ball one. I want to mention what happened earlier today with the United States under 12 team at the U-12 Baseball World Cup in Taiwan. The U-12 United States national team defeated New Zealand. It's the 1-0 missing inside for ball two. Get this, New Zealand won, the United States 43. 3 runs in the first, 11 in the second, 20 in the third, and 9 in the fourth in a run rule. They scored 43 runs in 4 innings. The 2-0, Brown cracks it towards center field. Garcia is there underneath it to make the catch for the third out of the inning. Damage done by the Hillcats, however. A 2-run home run from Jose Devers to left field bites into the lead. 3 hits in the inning and 1 runner left on base. Time to stretch here in Salem. Red Sox lead the Hillcats 6-2 on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A special prize was given out at the ballpark for the second time this series. If a player hits a home run to dead center field, a randomly selected fan will go home with a custom-built Salem Red Sox chair from sponsor Row Home Furniture. That's now been given out 2 times this series.
Yeah.
As Justinson Garcia and Albert Feliz do that.
Row Furniture are probably like asking for video footage confirmation here.
Ball upstairs to Juan Montero, who leads the inning off. New pitcher on the hill for the Hillcats as well. That's Renny Artiles. Artiles from Monte Cristi, Dominican Republic. Pitch goes upstairs for ball two to Montero. So Renny Artiles fires the 2-0 inside. Montero has to duck out to avoid being hit. This season, Artiles, a 8.74 ERA in 16 appearances, a 2-1 record in 22 and a third innings pitch. Strikeout to walk ratio, 19-19. 3-0 to Montero, and it's a 4-pitch walk to the first batter that Artiles faces. Brings up top of the order, Cutter Coffey is 0 for 2 today with a ground out, fly out, and a walk. here on Christmas in July, Gio, we were talking about our favorite Christmas movies yesterday and what's a movie that you couldn't go through the Christmas holiday season without. First Pitch to Coffee is in there for a called strike. Now, what about Christmas songs, Christmas carols? Any personal favorites that you like to sing along to?
Yeah, I like that one that goes do-do-do-do.
We did talk
white
about
Christmas
this yesterday. Yep. Dreaming of a White Christmas. EO once swung on and missed by Coffee.
Blue Christmas is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Love Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles.
Okay.
You can't do without Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's a must at this point.
I mean, just countless classics. I love it all, man.
The 0-2 to Coffee, ball downstairs. Nice block by Lopez to stop it rolling from the backstop.
The Michael Bublé Christmas album is elite. And if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to look it up. Get in the festive mood for just give me an hour and listen to the album, or even wait till Christmas, but it's really, really good.
1-2, Coffee takes a pitch upstairs. Four ball, two. Two balls, two strikes.
In fact, Bublé's version of All I Want for Christmas Is You rivals Mariah Carey's, in my opinion. And it's a completely different approach to the song.
It's an interesting take for sure. 2-2 delivery, back up the middle. Artiles couldn't get there, but Pastrano steps on second. The throw on to first, and it's a 4-3 double play. Cutter Coffee grounding into the double play. Two outs, nobody on for Justinson Garcia. Garcia today 1-for-2 with a double and a ground out. He also walked his last plate appearance back in the fifth. First pitch to Garcia, swung on and missed for strike one. Artiles has looked okay with the exception of that four-pitch walk he allowed to Juan Montero to lead off the inning. The 0-1 cracked over towards right field, well fouled. Well, let's get you a update on what's going on in the major leagues. The Boston Red Sox over on the West Coast at San Francisco. Bottom two, the Giants lead 1-0. The 0-2 to Garcia fouled off. And while we're here, while we have the Hillcats in town for a couple more days, get you caught up on what's going on with the Cleveland Guardians. They're trailing to the Chicago White Sox 1-0, top three from Guaranteed Rate Field. 0-2 to Garcia, swung on and fouled off down the left field line. That one was barely foul. Maybe hits a foot to the left of the left field foul line. Still an 0-2 to Garcia. Bases are empty. Bottom seven, 6-2, Salem over Lynchburg. The 0-2 to Garcia once more. Poked the opposite way towards right field. It drops in, and it's a slow roller. Garcia loses the helmet and will slide into second safely with his second double of the night.
He's unbelievable. He's unconscious the last couple of days. One of those moments where at this kind of level, everything just clicks, right? And things start to fall into place. And he's seeing different pitchers. It's not mattering. He's just getting into a groove.
Well, Justinson Garcia, not the best exit velo at 63 miles per hour. But, hey, whatever works, just pokes it the opposite way down the right field line. He knew it was a slow roller that both Hernandez and Zarate would struggle to get to. And shows off instead his base running awareness. And really smart base running there by Garcia to know he was able to take second base and legs out a soft hit double. With a runner in scoring position, it brings up Alexis Hernandez. He hit an RBI single back in the fifth.
Hey,
We'll wait on the first offering. I was thinking of a Christmas song that I couldn't do Christmas without, but it slipped my mind. I've been trying to think about it. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, all of those. Ground ball to Benjamin, the third baseman, thrown to first, slips away of the glove of Hernandez. And the score is Justinxon Garcia. It was a routine ground ball to Juan Benjamin. Hernandez lets it slip through his glove, and it cost the Hillcats a run.
I'll say this, Benjamin's been outstanding all day long, and that throw just a little bit offline, and geez, I mean, it's just a game of stats at this point and frequency, because I feel like every other ball that's hit on the ground is hit right to Juan Benjamin, and it's like at some point, if you get that many balls in play hit to you, you're going to mess up on one of them, right?
You see, I disagree. I thought the throw was good, but the air went on Hernandez for not fielding it cleanly.
Okay.
First pitch upstairs for a called strike. Now, could it have been a better throw?
Yes.
Of course, but I think it was more so on the first baseman in Hernandez.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of, I agree to an extent. I think it's a little bit of both. The throw wasn't great, but you still have to, you know, it's kind of, if it's in your catch radius, you have to haul it in.
Fly ball that trickles into center field. For Ravello, soft hit single, heading to third is Hernandez, and he will get it uncontested. One, two to James, runners at second and third, ground ball foul up the first base side. Nearly a barehanded glove by first base coach Chase Illig, but instead it rolls over to the Lynchburg bullpen down the right field line. Two in scoring position, two outs. The 1-2 to James is hit in the air towards the right field gap. Zarate runs and on the run will make the catch to end the inning. One run scores off a costly error by Wilmer Hernandez. Through seven innings, your score, Salem 7, Lynchburg 2. We'll head to the eighth inning here on a Saturday night from Salem on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-2 your score entering the eighth inning. Salem has looked really good in this one, but taking you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Tyler, appreciate it. 7-2, a really big bounce back here for the Red Sox against the Hillcats. Yesterday just wasn't the Red Sox night. They fell 8-3, ended up with a 4-3 win a couple of nights ago, and lost a pair in the doubleheader. So this was kind of a must-win to have a chance to win the series, is to tie the series and then send it to a best of seven tomorrow in game seven. Best two words in sports. First pitch to Jose Pastrano, and it's right over the middle of the plate on a fastball at 91 for a called strike one. Pastrano was taking all day long on the first pitch, the 169 hitter. Righty on the bump for the Sox, it's Cody Scroggins in a rehab assignment, the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Boy, he blew a fastball right by him at 93. And, you know, this is a situation where you have some double-A velocity on the hill, and that can be a huge asset for the Red Sox. Scroggins, more of a movement type of pitcher, the 0-2. Wave and a miss, blew a 94-mile-an-hour heater right past Jose Pastrano, and there's one gone here in the top of the eighth. Huge strikeout for Cody Scroggins. It's his second of the outing. That brings up Angel Zarate, the right fielder at the top of the order for the Hillcats. Righty on lefty. 0-for-3 today, Zarate, the first pitch. And it is a ball that misses low and away. This time took a little bit off, a changeup at 87, 1-0. Zarate seeing that batting average tank a little bit today, 0-for-3. He's batting still 309. Righty deals, 1-0. High on a fastball at 92, and it's 2-0. Base is empty, one gone. A 7-2 lead for the Red Sox. Zarate, former third-team All-ACC in his senior year at North Carolina. 2-0, and it is swung on and lifted into the air. Shallow center field. Garcia grabs it at his ankles. Just able to pinch the leather down by his toes with that neon glove. And Justinson Garcia continues to dazzle. Offensively, defensively, he is everywhere and covers so much ground out in center field. And there are two gone here at the top of the eighth. Here's Juan Benjamin, the two-hole hitting third baseman. 0-for-3 today as well with a strikeout looking. First pitch. Wave and a miss. High fastball, nothing in one. Benjamin struck out looking in the fourth. He grounded out twice in the sixth and the first. Up for just the fourth time tonight. 0-1 on the way. Chopped down the right field line. It tails foul. Nothing and two for Juan Benjamin, who besides tonight has been pretty strong in this series, and I'll say he's been outstanding defensively at third base. Very, very busy. Feels like every time a ground out happens, we're writing 5-3. And he's in on that party all night long. I'd argue one of the best defensive third basemen in the Carolina League North. Right there with Lionel James, the 0-2. Swing and a sky-high drive. This is out into left field, foul territory, giving chase Albert Feliz, and he makes the pinch about 5 feet away from the wall down the left field line to end the inning. Red Sox leading it 7-2. Home half of the eighth, back after this. Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a night that has been absolutely dominated by the Salem Red Sox. 7-2 your score. The Red Sox out hitting the Hillcats 9-4. Lynchburg with an error, and Salem has been errorless, absolutely perfect defensively tonight. And Der Solera ready to lead us off, the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox. A young buck. One hit on the ball game. He had it back in the second, and not sure what the delay is here. Corey Gerber having a conversation with Lopez, catching behind home plate. Robert's been strong tonight. Conversation continues as Lira, the San Felipe Venezuela native, digs onto the right-handed batter's box. Renny Artiles kicks, deals the first pitch, and it's a check swing pulled back and a peel down the first baseline. And, yeah, Brandon Schmidt says That Anderson Lira did not go around, I'd have to agree myself. I thought he pulled way back, and it's 1-0 on a fastball out of the zone. To the 1-for-3 Lira. 1-0. This time he did go around. Tried to pull back on a half-hearted swing and could not. And 95-mile-an-hour fastball was over the plate anyways, and it's 1-1. Tiles kicks, deals 1-1. This is a pitch missing low and away on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike to Anderson Lira. The everyday catcher for the Red Sox, DHing tonight. Juan Montero behind home plate in the battery. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. He absolutely chased a slider, and it's 2-2. Lira steps out, takes a couple of practice hacks. On deck for the Red Sox, the big-barreled Albert Feliz. He homered back in the sixth, and he doubled in the second. Bring in two runs. He's been outstanding tonight. 2-for-3. Great guy to have on deck. After that, it's John Frank Salazar. The 2-2. Swing and a hard hit ground ball right back up the middle. It skips off the rubber. It's bobbled between Devers and Pastrano above the second base bag. And it's an infield single for Anderson Lira. Lead off base knock for the Sox. And this will bring up Albert Feliz, who is unconscious tonight. Two RBI double in the second. A solo shot over the center field wall in the sixth. And Big Al said to Justinson Garcia, I'll do you one better. Garcia smashed one 420 feet, 106 off the bat last night. Big Al said, how about eight more? 428-foot bomb, dead center. Runner on first, nobody out. 7-2 lead for the Sox. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch. And it is a ball just high and away on a breaking ball out of the zone. 1-0. A good eye by Feliz. That was just about a ball off the plate, matter of fact. Atiles kicks and deals. 1-0. Swing and a chopper right to the glove of Devers at short. Toss to second there. Fire to first in time. And they sit him down with a double play. You blink and there's two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox still holding on to a 7-2 advantage. We go to John Frank Salazar, the first baseman, who is 0-for-3 tonight. Hitless. The Barcelona, Venezuela native. He also went 0-for-4 last night. Sorry, TK, what you got?
Four double plays grounded into tonight by Salem.
First pitch is a called strike, 84 on a sweeping slider, nothing and one. And Salazar has tanked down to 105 on the batting average after back-to-back 0-for appearances. 0-1, it's a ball missing high and away, 1-1, and could really just help his confidence to put a ball into play here.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up that point because this is game number 92 for Salem. They had only grounded into 42 double plays entering tonight, have grounded into four in this game alone.
1-1, smashed foul up into the seats down the right field line. 1-2 for John Frank Salazar. Recently elevated here to play with the Salem Red Sox. Been here for about a week and a half. Already a bright spot in the clubhouse. A guy that people just seem to get along with oh so well. Always has a smile on his face, playing a lot of infield. The 1-2. Swing and a drive out into right field, right to a defender. Zarate takes two steps back, makes the pinch for the final out of the eighth. Top of the ninth on tap here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Hillcats down to their final three outs. It's a 7-2 lead for the Red Sox. Can you hear that, TK? Might be dirty water coming through the airwaves. We'll step aside. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's the top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on an absolutely what turned out to be beautiful night for baseball. The rain held off. The thunderstorm stayed way off into the distance back behind the mountains in right and center field. And the Lynchburg Hillcats down to their final three outs. The Red Sox lead it 7-2. And here we go. Wilfredo Antunez to lead us off. He is a great guy to have up to the plate right now if you're Lynchburg. 2-for-3 today. The first pitch. Swing and a drive out to left field. Albert Feliz backpedaling. And he raises his right hand into the air and secures it for out number one on a first pitch swinging. Wilfredo Antunez, the hottest guy on the night for the Hillcats, is sat down on just one pitch from Cody Scroggins. Here's Robert Lopez, the catcher, and now a conversation, and oh boy, here's Liam Carroll. This might be the night for Scroggins. And it is a call to the bullpen. This is bizarre. You had one down. Obviously a pitch count situation here coming from higher up, because otherwise Scroggins, you would not have exit this ballgame. I mean, he's been really, really sharp. He just produced a quick out. I guess it was a fly out. He did give up a two-run home run to Jose Devers, but other than that, he's been strong. And you have a five-run lead. That eliminates the save opportunity for Cody Scroggins. Had a chance to have the save due to the fact that he would have pitched three innings, but instead, a reliever coming in out of the bullpen for the Red Sox. We'll get a name and number for you momentarily. We'll step aside back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. As the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
7-2, the Red Sox lead it here in the top of the ninth. The Lynchburg Hillcats down to their final two outs. Here's the catcher, Robert Lopez, and a debut here at the single-A level taking place. Raymond Blanco kicks and deals the first pitch, and it is a ball missing inside, and the count is 1-0 on a breaking ball low and in to the 236 hitting Lopez. He is 0-for-3 today. The righty deals 1-0. And it tips off the glove of Juan Montero. It's downstairs below the knees, 2-0 on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. Raymond Blanco, a right-handed pitcher, goes with a fastball, a slurve, and a curveball. He deals the 2-0. And this is a liner right back up the middle, through for a base hit. Robert Lopez singles up the middle. And with one gone here in the top of the ninth, down 7-2. The fourth hit for Lynchburg.
tough way to start if you're Raymon Blanco, native of La Guaira, Venezuela. Signed on in December of 2017 as an international free agent, a rare player to spend 4 years in the Dominican Summer League. You almost never see that and still play in the United States. You rarely see it. The first pitch to Jose Devers misses high. 92 on a fastball, 1-0. 3-0 record with a 4.26 ERA and 11 relief appearances this season in the Florida Complex League down in Fort Myers. Large lead at first for Lopez. 1-0 to Devers. And he looks at a strike. 82 mile an hour slurve that falls into the zone. 1-1. Jose Devers, tremendous this series. I mean, he's coming off the heels of a two-run blast in the seventh. 7-2, Salem leads. 1-1. Just high and away. 91 on a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Devers also responsible for a grand slam in the doubleheader, a triple last night. He's electrifying this series. 2-1. Swing, and it's popped up. Staying in the infield, now back behind home plate. Montero flips the mask, and he makes the pinch right in front of the Red Sox dugout. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. Sharp play by Juan Montero to read it the entire way. Second time tonight, he's caught a pop out behind home plate, and it brings up the designated hitter, Prez Kavanaugh. Lynchburg down to their final out with a runner on first. Kavanaugh, the lefty, here's the first pitch. And it is a ball missing downstairs, breaking ball on a slurve in the dirt, 1-0. Kavanaugh, 14th round draft pick in 2022 by the Guardians out of UNC Greensboro. He's playing down the road about 2.5 hours in Greensboro, the 1-0. This is a called strike on the inner corner, 92 on a fastball. Beautiful pitch. Even better frame job by Juan Montero behind home plate. You know, it's really interesting. Blanco gets into a deep lean, staring down the catcher and batter. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a ripper down the right field line, and it is just foul. Foul by about a half a foot, if not less. And that could have really changed things a little bit. Had a chance to even score a run from first. Alexis Hernandez would have had to chase it into the corner. It got past the first baseman in John Frank Salazar, and instead it's 1-2. A loud foul down the right field line. Final strike for the Hillcats. The 1-2 pitch. Sky high fly ball going back Garcia. Left center field. He's got it in left center. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it. 7-2, the final score. 10 hits for the Salem Sox. And they're back in the win column to force an incredibly important Game 7 in this series tomorrow night. Series tied at 3 apiece. And somebody goes home a winner tomorrow. 3:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll have the pregame coverage right here at 2:50 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And this just made tomorrow so much more interesting. But tonight, it's the Red Sox who are winners on a game that was so fast, the sun didn't even set. 7-2, the final. Salem walks away big-time winners tonight. Let's take a look. I am deeply curious how long this game went. First pitch was at 6:08 p.m. It is currently 8:11. That game was 2 hours and 3 minutes. That is incredible. That is the fastest game we have had all season long. The pitch clock is a beautiful thing. And even with that, Salem still dropped 7 runs and 10 hits. They outhit the Hillcats 10-5, doubling up on Lynchburg. And this 460 rivalry is shaping up to be a beaut tomorrow afternoon. For everybody that makes the magic happen behind the scenes in the room to my right, our audiovisual coordinator, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner, Tyler Katz, I'm Giovanni Heater, signing off and saying so long and good night from Salem. We'll see you tomorrow, 3:05 first pitch, 2:50 p.m. pregame. 7-2,
The Red Sox win it. And we're listening to Dirty Water.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.